Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. Scott Munson joining us. Tigers fall on the road to the Orion Chargers 62-0. I know if Brian Hutton is listening this morning, he would tell me, Taylor, you're making Munson talk on the postgame show Friday night and then making him talk Saturday morning. I didn't do the game last night for us. So, yes, we are making him do that, and Coach Munson gracious enough to join us. Yeah, I tweeted it out earlier this week. I think we'll begin our conversation this way, Coach Munson, that last night marked the last time, I think, in at least a couple years that Sherrard and Orion will play on a Friday night in high school football. You lose 62-0. My first question tonight is, should Sherrard and Orion play again next season?
Well, I want to start with some full disclosure. It got caught up in postgame stuff and didn't make it up to talk to Kyle yet last night. So I'm not having to do a back-to-back. So
right.
I apologize to Kyle and tell Hutton to relax. So, I've said this before, and I'll say it anyway. You know, necessary. High school football is better when you're playing your rivals. And you could certainly argue it hasn't been much of a rivalry because we haven't been very competitive of late, but there's a better atmosphere when it's Sherrard Orion, Sherrard Rockridge, Sherrard Mercer County than it is when we're playing somebody 2 hours away. So, yes, despite the full-on whooping that we took last night, I would love to play Orion again next year.
And I would say about 90% of our listening audience would say thank you, including the guy that you're talking to. And so how this works, because people still ask me today, they say, Taylor? I'm like, yeah. They say, so I thought Sherrard and Orion are in the same conference. Yes, they are, but they're in different divisions, and you're limited to the three crossover games each season, and then I know it's like every couple of years it's a weird like way of how they determine who plays who in the crossovers. And I'm like, well, the first rule should be, if you abut a district, like you're contiguous to that district, and then if you co-op with that school in any sport, you have to play one another. I mean, come on. Coach. I mean, shouldn't it be that simple that the contiguous districts, even if you're in different divisions, why does it have to be so complicated? I just don't get that.
It became complicated it all comes down to playoffs, and I'm certainly pro playoffs, but when people started searching for that magic five wins or six or whatever and started scheduling to that end, this is what you get. I mean, these are the unintended consequences of that, and this madness started for us in what, 2005, 2006, mm-hmm. And IHSA has tried to respond to its members by doing a wide variety of things, and every time they do something that works for some group, and then some others, you know, get left out. And our current state is better than where we were a few years ago. We were in the West Central, and we would have been traveling to Pittsville today, it's less than ideal, and I think football coaches have to kind of assume some of the blame themselves. We like to blame administrators completely, but they're responding to the circumstances as they are.
Well, and I just tell people that if you want to promote your sport, you know, if you want to promote it, and especially the sport of football, that, you know, second year in a row where nationally the numbers are declining, is you need to have the local schools play one another. And it's nice, the explanation you just gave, all right? Nice explanation. But I'm still saying you can explain that all you want, but you have three schools in that conference that abut one another in terms of boundaries, and they should play every year. And I'm talking about Sherrard in terms of abutting the Rock Ridge School District and abutting the Orion School District. And then people even in the Three Rivers have to know the history of those three schools playing against one another. It's like, let them play one another every year. I don't get it.
Yeah, and I don't know the full details of Hall choosing, you know, not to go to the small side, but I'm sure it had something to do with making sure they could play Princeton, which is just a few miles down the road from them, and St. Bede, which is 2 or 3 miles away from them. Maybe that's what we need to do. You know, maybe we need to, but you can't make an argument to say you want to drop down into the smaller division, even though the smaller division is significantly tougher right now than the big side. So, so there you are. I mean, it's a mess, and it is that simple, as you state, but it's also that challenging.
All right. I was cutting up tape earlier this week and playing a clip, soundbite for one of our sportscasts. I can't remember if it was yesterday or Thursday. He said, here's a thumbnail sketch week out in advance from Coach Munson on the Sherrard-Orion matchup. I remember you started it out. It was almost a Jason Kirby-esque comment that you gave me. You're like, well, Jim, they've owned us. And they've owned you. They owned you last night, and you can't get off the bus and not be ready to play. And you even said it's a blur. And you want to be a blur on the other side. So, I mean, don't have to expand at nauseam here, but sound like just really outplayed from the opening kickoff last night.
I had mentioned to, I think, Kyle or someone in a pregame, and that I think I said it to the kids also, hey, you're going to take a shot. You know, this is going to be the best team you've faced so far, and how are we going to respond to that shot? And we did not respond favorably. I mean, we knew up front, you know, we're banged up, and we've got young guys up there, and we knew how tough they were up front in that front seven. We hoped we could do some things to try to open up some quick passing game, but they obviously knew that was coming as well. And when you have some of the athletes they have up front putting pressure, you start pressing. We started pressing, and it was a high-speed come-apart, since we're going to use Jason Kirby terms here. It was tough, and we never really got our feet underneath of us.
All right. And you could tell me to shut up and listen. We'll let you do that maybe later in the season. Because people really, it's weird, because people really think that I don't like Jason Kirby and he doesn't like me. And I love that dude so much, and we're good friends. I don't like fishing. I would never go fishing with him, though, just because I don't like fishing. Not with him. All right, Coach. See, we were able to talk about a bunch of stuff, and I know a bunch of people listening this morning say, who was the dude that was talking about the teams locally that should play everyone? It's Scott Munson, and he lost 62-0 to Orion, and he still says the local teams should play one another on Friday nights, and I tell everyone, start the movement. All right, Coach, we'll see you next Friday, and I think we got a chance against the Bruins of St. Bede, and looking forward to the Tigers and Bruins next Friday night. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, Scott Munson with us on a Saturday morning on the WRMJ Sports Line. 40 years of high school sports on WRMJ.